Hi, my name is Sarah McCoy. I'm here with Juliana Rodriguez, and it is October 5th, 2018. We are at the Ekstrom Library at the University of Louisville. So thank you for coming and
thank you for having me here. Yeah, absolutely.
So we can just start with some background. When were you born? Where were you born? And a little bit about your childhood.
Sure. Well, I was born in Bogota, Colombia, in 1988, September 19, to be more specific. My childhood was very happy. It was full of music. My dad is one of the people that I know that knows more about music, not like theory, but just he's like an encyclopedia of music. So he was a huge influence in my life as a musician. He still is. I have two older brothers, which they always been part of music as well. I mean, like, the three of us were musicians, and we started like learning at very early ages. I started singing when I was 6 years old, and then like I joined a music academy, part of a university in Bogota, at the age of 9 or 10 years old. So basically for 23, 24 years, I've been like on music or in music.
So your dad kind of taught you a lot about music?
Yeah, basically like everything I know about, as I said, not music theory, but about my love to music has been transferred by him. He's been... He was the one that showed us all the bands or artists that I like consider my biggest influence, still today, you know. So yeah.
What are those influences?
Definitely Freddie Mercury by Queen. Like, he was the first singer that I remember. Just I could not stop see him or hear him. I grew up listening to Queen every day. Basically, so that's my first, you know, he's the top of my list. Janis Joplin, definitely. Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday. I'm still into classical, so a lot of operas. Like, I love Tchaikovsky, I love Chopin. So I don't know, that was my early childhood, was like surrounded by classic rock, classical music, or jazz. Basically that's kind of how I describe myself.
So when did you come to Louisville?
3 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, I got here in September of 2015. I came here, well, basically because my husband, he's from Louisville. We met here like a little bit more than 4 years ago, and we met through music. We met at a music festival called the Abbey Road and the River. I came as a international guest. And he is part of the production. He's part of the staff of the festival. So we met through music, and I liked Louisville. I fell in love with the people and how welcoming and supportive they are. So we decided to move here. Yeah.
That's really cool that you met through music.
Yeah. Well, we're both musicians, so it was just like, it was like love at first sight, yeah. From like all points. So yeah.
So when you came to Louisville, how'd you get involved in the music scene?
Well, because he's from here and he was gone. He lived in Chicago for like 9 years. It was kind of like a comeback for him as well, but he already knew a lot of people involved in music here. It all started because one of his friends asked him to kind of put a band together for a New Year's Eve party. And so Josh, that's his name, he was like, oh, let's get a band together and let's make it like a party, you know, like a very like dance band. And so he reached out to his friends that he knew for like long time ago, and we put this soul funk band together, and it was only supposed to be for that occasion, but we all enjoyed it so much, and we felt like we could do way more than that, so we kept going on. And since that is just, I don't know, it's been like kind of like a snowball, you know. It's just like the more you know, the more you get involved, and to this point that we like, I have 3 projects, 2 with my husband, and I'm part of Girls Rock Louisville, which has opened a lot of like doors for me as well in the music scene. I'm a music teacher here. I'm a voice and piano teacher. So yeah, it's just like, it's, I don't know, it's just kind of like all connected, you know, like yeah. Just starting to grow roots. And
so what band was that that your husband and you got together?
It's called Rusty Dimes and the Good Times.
Okay. So you guys are still doing stuff with that band?
Yeah, we actually have a show tonight. Oh. So, yeah, we try to play like at least 2-3 times a month. We have a booking agent, so that's been very helpful. We're more into the like the bar scene, you know, just places that people just like to go and dance. So yeah, we've been having great experiences, like larger crowds, I don't know, the casino, like and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. It's been really fun.
What kind of music is it?
That's all like funk, soul, kind of disco. We do like Aretha Franklin, like Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, you know, like it's just basically, mm-hmm. I mean, whatever makes you dance, we will do it.
So what kind of places, what places do you play at?
We play a lot at Stevie Ray's,
okay.
Diamonds, and St. Matthews. Today we play at this place called the Blind Squirrel. I mean, I can't, there's plenty more, but I can't remember right now the names of it.
So what's another? I read Los Dolores, that's another one that you're in?
Los Dolores is an original band, it's okay. All original music. Everything is written by Josh. He recorded that album 2 years ago. Part of it was recorded in Bogota. My brother played drums for that band. Now it's, I mean, live, it's a different band setting because he lives in Colombia, so I'm the bass player for that band, and I also sing. So that's been like a huge challenge for me to learn how to play bass and sing at the same time. Yeah. But it's been great. So, yeah.
What do you do in the Rusty Dimes?
I'm the singer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You said there's another?
I am part of a flamenco group.
Okay.
I started with them like 8 months ago. It's called the Academy of Flamenco Arts. It's a group of dancers that they have an academy where they teach flamenco dance. So they were in need of a singer, and it happened that I know the guitar player of that band for some time, and he was like, well, you know, you are a singer and you speak Spanish, so you're perfect for this. And it's been like a challenge for me because I've never ever sang flamenco in my life, and it's a very difficult difficult style of music. So yeah, it's been great. I'm doing that with them.
So what motivated you to be in bands and to make music or play music?
I think that it's because it's all I've done on my life. You know, I just... At one point in my life, I was like, do I know anything else? Like, am I good at something else? It's just, it's been all my life. Like, my first band, it was when I was 7, 8 years old. I started recording albums and stuff, which... they're like, you know, buried somewhere. But yeah, I guess it's just because all my life that's been so easy. It's been like so approachable, and my brothers, like, I could do it with them for, I mean, more than 20 years. So, and I still do it. I mean, that band's still going on in Colombia. When they come here, when they travel internationally, I go with them. And
what band is that?
It's called Classic Stone. It's a tribute band. We do tributes to Queen, Pink Floyd, and the Beatles. So they come every year for the Abbey Road and the River. So every May I get to hang out with them and get to perform with them again. So when I go to Colombia, then we try to put shows together so I can perform with them. So yeah, basically it's just everything I've done all my life.
You just always knew you were going to do this?
I guess. I mean, I've had my points in my life that I'm like, well, should I try something else? Like, I went to culinary school, like, late in my life. You know, I tried to get another career. But yeah, nothing has kept me away from music. It just keeps coming, you know? And I'm so grateful for that.
That's really great. So when you came to Louisville, what were your impressions of the scene here?
Well, because being a part of the Abbey Road, it made me feel like it was a very nerve-wracking situation, because like it was the first time I performed in the United States, and the way that I've seen music happening here is like the highest level of, you know, musicians, and it's so competitive that, you know, it was like, we're just gonna get, you know, they're gonna boo at us. You know, just the band from Colombia, like, performing this tribute. And the answer, you know, the response was like so overwhelming. It was like so supportive. So all the other bands were like so nice. And yeah, this is a festival that it's not only Louisville musicians from all over even the world, but that made me feel like this is a place, this is a city that appreciates music and musicians, you know. So the first year of doing music here, I mean, it was a slow process, and of course, like, we barely had any gigs and not a lot of people were coming, but it just felt like going to other shows, it's just, I was overwhelmed about the support and how musicians are supportive of other musicians. So that's something that I've never really experienced in my life. It was just, you go to a show and you see all these musicians' friends like on the crowd, you know, and it's that was really cool to experience here, and still to the day, of course, I still experience, and I still think that's how the Louisville music scene is, you know. It's very versatile, or, you know, it's like it has, you see all type of bands here, and they play at the same bill, which that's also kind of weird to me, but it's great, because you get to experience a lot of different stuff. It's definitely very creative, so I like that. I really like that. It's kind of new for me. I mean, after 3 years, it's no longer new, but that's how I felt at first. It was like, wow, this is different, but it's great.
What kind of people have you met here in the scene, and what kind of relationships have you made?
Well, I've met a very, how do you say that, like, wide specter of mm-hmm. people. As I said, like, it's just, I see it for me, depending on where I'm, what I'm doing, or, you know, it's, fortunately, it hasn't all connected together. You know, I kind of like it that way, you know, it's just like, so when I perform with my funk soul band, and there's this style of musicians, type of audience, which is completely different than when we do Los Dolores, you know, that's another scene. It's like more of the dark, a little bit more metal, sludgy scene. And then when I do the flamenco, I've been like meeting all this new wave of people that are Latin Americans as well, which has been great, because I have barely had any contact with Latin Americans since I'm here. The Girls Rock Louisville experience has been awesome for me, because I've been meeting all these amazing women that are part of the industry, you know, like, and thanks to that I'm here, you know. So it's hard for me. I've been learning, I've been meeting so many people, and I've been learning a lot about the industry and about the scene through all these amazing people. So
So Girls Rock Louisville, will you talk a little more about it and what you do with it?
Sure. I am part of the fundraising committee, and I also try to volunteer as much as I can with the camps. I started in June of last year. I was the keyboard instructor for the summer camp. And then I was asked to be the singing or the voice coach at the Ladies Rock Camp that happened in October, which it was the first year that we did it. And then after that, it's just like everything I can be part of it, I will do it. Also because I have all the intentions to do Girls Rock Camp in Colombia. So I've been trying to learn as much as I can to see how I can take it to my country. So they've been like amazing with me about just like with open arms, you know, letting me be part of it as much as I can, you know. So next week we're gonna have the Ladies Rock Camp. I'm gonna be the voice instructor and a band coach. So yeah, that's basically, I mean, that organization does so many amazing things that it's hard to just describe, you know, one, you know, you just try to do as much as you can with it. So
will you talk about like exactly what happens at the camps and what it's doing for girls in Louisville?
So the summer camp, or the idea of Girls Rock Camp, is that I don't know how many campers were this year. I feel like 40 campers. So they, during the week, they learn an instrument. They form a band, and they write their own song. So while all this happened, there's workshops, there's performances and stuff, just to keep them, you know, motivated, just to build self-esteem, to build confidence, to empower them, to make them work as a team, you know, just to learn how teamwork, you know. And at the end of the camp, there's a showcase where they perform with their bands, and they perform their songs that they wrote during the week. So that's basically what's the, you know, the idea of the camp. With the Ladies Rock, it happens the same, but it's 21 and over. So it's just ladies that all their life wanted to be part of a band, and you know, they have the moment to do it and the experience. So yeah, and the workshops is just everything kind of around giving them that, you know, self-esteem, confidence. We also, I mean, we're, I mean, I don't know how to say this, but it's an LGBTQ camp, so we want to make sure that everyone is part of it, mm-hmm. and feels part of it. We're trying to expand to POC mm-hmm. girls, you know, and just try to be as inclusive as we can.
With being Latina, does that help with maybe bringing in or identifying with some younger girls who feel left out, maybe?
I haven't experienced that yet because, unfortunately, we haven't been able to bring immigrants to yeah. it, and we're trying to figure out how to. Mm-hmm. There's so many causes to fight for that, you know, yeah. it's I feel like we're getting there. Right now, I could be totally wrong, but I think I'm the only immigrant or like Latin American immigrant that it's been part of volunteers, but I might be wrong just because I haven't met all of them. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I'm doing all my best, you know, with this flamenco group. It's been another door for me to see how I can bring that side, because they do work with Latin American girls. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to create those channels, you know, where there's this place that it's called La Casita Center, which is an organization. We're also trying to build those bridges so we can bring Latin American immigrants to our programs. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. Yeah.
What other projects are you involved in Louisville?
Well, those are already too many for me. I don't know. I'm just, no, I guess that's it. Those three bands and Girls Rock. And besides, I have two other jobs. I'm a Spanish translator as well. Okay. So I teach at Academy and I am a translator. So yeah, I mean, that's basically what I do. Yeah.
So while in Louisville, what has been your most memorable show that you've done or maybe have gone to?
That I performed, probably the first show I ever, like my first show here in Louisville, just with the Colombian band that I told you, and at the mm-hmm. Abbey Road. That was just overwhelming how people respond to that, because as I told you, my confidence was like 1%. So really all of that, just, you know, it was great. Mm-hmm. Skrillex was part of the, he jumped on stage. It was just very bizarre. And we played after the Beach Boys, so it was a bizarre moment in my life. But yeah, so that has to be the most memorable moment in my life. And that's when I met my husband, you know. So yeah, that's never going to go away. That's part of my story. A show that I've been... probably when I saw the Staves. I don't know if you ever heard about them. They're from the UK, and it's a band of three sisters that I remember my brother told me to check them out of a Netflix documentary or something. And then I saw that they were going to be playing at headliners like the next, you know, it was like, oh my god, tomorrow they're playing, and I went and I cried constantly. It was just, they're amazing. So that was, yeah, I don't know why that really like touched me. And that's when I realized, like, it's really cool. I get to see all these, you know, amazing bands here. And then it's just, I've been able to see a lot of my favorite bands playing here. So that's good. It's good. It's a good feeling because in Bogota it's really hard. It's really expensive to go to shows and not just bands that they're not like huge. They don't tour there, so it's hard, you know. So it's a really good thing to be able to just see them on a regular basis.
So what are some of the biggest challenges you've faced as a musician?
Oh, there's been many of them. I guess when I was a little kid, just because I was a little kid and I was just doing something that little kids were not supposed to do, or it was not, you know, I wanted to play with my friends and just have a normal childhood. But I was recording albums and going on interviews and just, you know, so that was weird. And it was also a challenge to understand that that was fine. And that's what made me the person that I am. Being here and just trying to feel comfortable with myself and with my art and with my talent in a completely different culture and setting, and it made me doubt a lot about if I was good enough to even try. Teaching has always been a challenge. Every new student is a challenge for me. I have to figure out how to help them and how to make them feel good about their talents as well, you know. Because to do that, you have to have a lot of confidence. So that's a challenge sometimes. When you lose confidence, it's like, how am I gonna get back to that, you know? Definitely this flamenco experience, it's been a huge challenge. It's like, it hurts my brain trying to, when I'm at rehearsal and trying to figure out how to do it. I don't know. I feel like everything, it's a new challenge. And that's why I love music so much. It's just, you never stop challenging yourself. You never stop learning. You never stop growing, you know. So that's something I try to remind my students of. It's like, there's no moment that you feel like you're good enough, you know. So how are you gonna push yourself to be better? How it's like, you know, every time I get off stage and I'm like, oh, I actually felt better today, you know. I feel like my voice responded better. I feel like I'm playing bass better. I feel like I'm teaching better, you know. So there's a new challenge.
So has race or gender played a role in your experience in the scene?
If it has, I haven't noticed. I have to be really honest about that. I come from a very machista country and culture, but I never felt like I was left behind for being a woman. I do understand that being a woman there is different than being a woman here. Our struggles are different. So something, and with Girls Rock Louisville, it's been like this whole experience of me trying to understand the struggle when my struggle has been a completely different one. So in my experience, I have never felt like being a woman has been an issue, but there might be some signs of machismo here and there, but I was probably not that concerned about that, you know. And here, it definitely, I haven't felt anything. Like, one or two questions that, you know, like when we played in Indiana, someone asked me a weird question about my immigration status, but it's like, it's the year we're living in, you know, or just there, right? But not at all. I mean, I'm so grateful. I'm so happy that I feel like everything has been with wide open arms to me. And I mean, as I said, if there's been any signs of, you know, differences, or I don't know, it's just I probably wasn't that concerned at that time about that. I was probably more concerned about singing well or whatever. That does not really affect me. So I guess I'm just lucky, because I feel like my English is good, so I'm able to communicate and to make people understand me. And I'm probably, some people said that I don't look as much Latina, which that does not make me proud, or, you know, but it is the way it is. So sometimes they don't like put me, you know, they don't classify me or any. So when I say my name, people might sometimes do not understand, and they ask me where I'm from, but I've never had any bad response after that. So yeah, I feel lucky about that.
Do you know, I know you mentioned like there's not a whole lot of Latin Americans that you've connected with.
Mm-hmm.
Is that throughout the scene, from what you've seen?
Yeah, I feel like, I'm also, I mean, I got here with already a built friends and family through my husband, which he's American.
Mm-hmm.
And a true Louisvillian. So for all these years, for the past 2 years, I've never had any contact with any Latin Americans, because the neighborhood that we live in, there's like none, or if they are, I've never seen them. The jobs I had, like, I've never had anyone else, you know, that speaks Spanish. So now doing the translation, well, I get to see, well, of course, I translate for Latin Americans. So it's been opening that, okay, they are, and they're out there, you know. And now with the flamenco group, most of the dancers, they're Latin Americans, and so I've been getting to know more and more, and it's great because I get to speak Spanish with them. And so, yeah, but it's not, I don't know what is it. I don't know if it's just the circle that we are around, that I'm the only immigrant, I guess. But that's okay. I'm okay with that, because that helps me just to feel more part of where I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if I'm here, then I speak English and I do stuff that United States do, you know, so.
That's cool. I'm trying to think if there's anything, because we've covered quite a bit. Is there anything we've missed that you can think of?
I don't know. I mean, that's kind of what I do. Yeah, I feel like, I mean, I was able to tell you about the projects, and yeah, if you have any questions for me.
You said your husband makes the music for Los Dolores, and you sing?
And play bass. Yeah.
Did you play bass before?
No.
Oh, so you've learned bass in the past few years?
Yeah, the past like year and a half. Yeah, I had an experience. I mean, I know how to play a little bit of guitar. I know how to, like, sometime like at 5 years ago or 6 years ago, I tried to give it a chance to bass. But I always felt a little bit ridiculous just because I'm tiny. So I always felt like it's just like huge and uncomfortable. So for this band, Los Dolores, our guitar player, he kind of custom-made guitars and bass. So he made me a bass for that band. So it's way more comfortable for me to play, and I don't look as ridiculous as I think I would. So yeah, I should work more on the bass side, but sometimes life is so overwhelming, like having to do so many stuff that at the same time. But But I've been able to perfect what I have to do with Los Dolores. It's not a complicated bass lines or anything, but it does. I mean, I do feel like singing and playing at the same time. It's a big challenge. So
are you the main singer for that band? Are you?
No, we're both. We harmonize a lot of the songs.
Okay.
I brought you a record if you want to listen to.
Yeah, cool.
It's online as well, all of it. But so yeah, you could actually. I did not record the album. You could hear my voice sometimes, but live we like all the harmonies are we do it together.
Okay.
So yeah, Rusty Dimes. I'm the main singer. I do some percussion sometimes. And at the Flamenco group, I'm also the main singer. So, and with Classic Stone, the band that I have in Colombia, we are three singers, so it just depends on the tribute that we do, which I don't perform at the Beatles tribute, but I do at Queen and Pink Floyd, so we kind of like rotate the songs, or I'm the background singer when I'm not front. So yeah, I don't know.
Is there anything else we should know?
Well, music-wise,
no.
Well, no. I'm a voice and piano teacher.
Have you played piano? Do you play piano in any bands?
No. I've never been asked to. All my life, I was just wanted to dedicate myself to be a great singer. When I started teaching, I had to taught myself how to play piano so I could do it for the lessons. So I can like play while my students sing, but it's really hard when I had to play and sing because I normally just focus on what I'm singing. So I guess I was a little bit negligent in my when I was a student, you know, at college, that I just wanted to be a singer. I rejected every opportunity I had to learn a second instrument. So then when I got into real life, I was like, oh, yes, I need to learn how to play guitar. I need to learn how to play piano, at least just to have that accompaniment. So yeah, those are the three instruments that I could do something. I would never be able to do a whole show with it, but you know, I tried. If someone asked me to be a piano player, like, well, I will have to see how I can fit what I know into that. But I can never call myself or either a bass player, a guitar player, or a piano player, you know. Feel like I will be offending someone if I do that. So yeah, I'm a singer, and that's what I am.
Okay. Well, I guess thank you again for coming.
No, thank you. It was fun.